Hello again, everyone. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. We're back on the air, streaming everyday stories, posting stories every day of entrepreneurship and stories about how to deal with this new economy. My next guest is Sébastien Menet, founder and CEO of Acoustic Wells. Welcome back.
Good morning, and thank you for the introduction, Jeff.
Thank you. What is Acoustic Wells? I know you've been traveling a lot, and one of the few people who are traveling a lot in this economy. What is it?
Yeah, so Acoustic Wells is a company focusing on the energy sector, the oil and gas industry, where we build an industrial equipment system in order to, you know, digitalize this industry and help it improve on all its metrics. And there's a lot to do nowadays.
Okay, well, you have to get more specific with me about what your deliverable would be.
Yeah, to give you an idea, when the U.S. has about 1 million active producing oil and gas wells. And, you know, typically when you talk about oil and gas, people picture, you know, giant, you know, offshore platform refineries, very large industrial facilities. But in reality, the huge majority of those wells are smaller wells that are spread out throughout the country. There's about, you know, 800,000 small wells between California, Texas, you know, Dakota, Pennsylvania, and so on. And those wells really haven't changed in the last 50 years. You know, if you were a worker in the oil and gas industry in the 40s, you could be teleported nowadays and do your job just like you used to do it. Very few things have changed. The high-end side of the industry has modernized, but really not the bulk of industry. And there's a lot of issues that need to be fixed today. So for example, a lot of methane is leaked by the oil and gas industry in the environment. No one really knows how much. It's a number that's constantly evolving based on, you know, there's a new study every 2 years effectively, and every time the estimate is like three times higher than the previous one. Today, we're at around 1.2 billion tons of CO2 just for the U.S. industry, so there's a lot. The industry is also, you know, financially pushed to improve, right? Obviously, we're in the middle of COVID. Not much is going on. The economy is slow. There's relatively few, you know, no airplanes are flying and not many cars are driving. So the price of oil is very low and people are trying to find a way to survive in this environment. So the solution we bring there is a way for those companies to instrument all their assets in a very simple way. We use some new sensor technology. They install this and that allows them to remotely know what's going on everywhere effectively, both at the surface and deep on the ground, detect leaks, optimize everything, you know, and manage the company into a very high level of precision on those assets on the field.
So I'm wondering, maybe to comment, is there a particular technology you've developed or is it consulting?
No, so this company is based on the research. I was a researcher previously at MIT. I did my PhD there working on some new sensor technology. One of the key technology we use is, you know, I like to compare it to the medical world. You know, when you go to a doctor, he's typically going to use a stethoscope to listen to your heart. And based on what he's hearing and his training, he can tell what's wrong with the heart, right? We can do the exact same thing with industrial machines. Except they can be a very long distance between the equipment you want to monitor and your, you know, stethoscope, your sensor. So in the case of oil and gas, the bulk of the equipment is, you know, buried thousands of feet deep on the ground, right? But from the surface, we listen to the sound it's making through the pipes that are carrying the oil and the water. And we're able in real time to tell, you know, what's happening to the machine. Is it oil? Is it gas? Is there a leak? Is it worn? Where is it worn? And so on. So this has a potential for many industries. Today, we're focusing on the oil and gas industry because that's where the biggest need is. And that's where this being able to monitor something remotely is very important because it's very hard to, you know, put anything deep down there. There's a few more things. There's a lot of, you know, technology is evolving quickly. And nowadays, there's a lot of new networks that are operational. For example, coverage used to be very spotty, right? But now there are, you know, new satellite networks, new land-based network. Effectively, you know, almost everywhere in the U.S. you can now have coverage for small sensors, which means where you used to have to send some guy driving in the middle of, you know, West Texas or some, you know, difficult area to reach, now you can just put a relatively simple piece of electronic, and that saves you a lot of time.
Is this your first business venture, or have you done other ones before this?
No, this is my first startup. We're a young startup, right? We're based in the Boston area. Our company is a little over a year old now. So this is a first venture. We're a small team of 8 people right now, currently split between the US and France, you know, working around the whole COVID situation. My previous experience and the one of my co-founder was, you know, a lot in the oil and gas industry, and in general in heavy industry. I worked with Siemens, for example. So we really saw the need in general in heavy industries. There, it's a sector, you know, one of your other podcasts I was listening before was talking about the water industry, so water industry, oil and gas industry. Those sectors in general are relatively slow to adopt new high technology, and for valid reason, right? Typically, you're talking about massive investments, a huge change on the field of software certification and so on. But thanks to new technology, all those changes that used to be complicated can be much more simple nowadays. And that's effectively what we're pushing for. And they also have a lot of pressure, you know, regulatory pressure, for example, financial pressure and so on.
Do you feel that you're in a better vertical in your energy industry versus, let's say, water? Is it easier to adapt to your industry because there's less government purchasing going on?
So we actually thought a lot about the water industry before going with the oil and gas industry, because, you know, they also have a lot of large machine and thousands of miles of kilometers of pipes all over the place with leaks issue and so on. The oil and gas industry was a better place to start. It doesn't mean we won't go into water industry later, because there's more financial pressure there, right? If you have a leak, it's more, you know, dangerous for the environment. It's also more money that you're losing, you know, for, you know, oil is more expensive than water, right? It's also an industry that is, I think, it's changing right now. There's a very interesting age distribution in the oil and gas industry, because it's a very cyclical sector. Right now, you effectively have a lot of people that are, you know, baby boomer-ish kind of generation. And then you have a lot of younger people and very few in between, which is relatively uncommon for most industry. So as more younger people are getting into position of, you know, decision-making position, those guys are bringing with them, on average, you know, new thinking, new technology. They're kind of want to try everything that's out there, everything that they've seen and, you know, done in Silicon Valley and elsewhere. And so those companies really in the last few years have been, the oil and gas company have been investing heavily in big data, in AI, and kind of all the buzzword that you hear, you know, nowadays. I don't think the water industry is there yet, but I think it'll get to that point.
We hope so. We've been speaking to a lot of companies that are looking to innovate in this particular economy. We've been speaking with Sébastien Manet, founder and CEO of Acoustic Wells. Sébastien, if someone was looking for you or Acoustic Wells, how would they find you?
Yeah, so we're based in Boston, so you can just put my name, Sébastien Manet, on Google, contact me on LinkedIn. My email is smanet@acoustic-wells.com. Just put my name on the internet to my company and reach out. Always traveling between Boston, Texas, Oklahoma, California, so driving right now. So don't hesitate to reach out, and thank you for listening.
A lot of oil states. We hope you'll come back and you know, as we get into 2021 and tell us how things are going and progressing.
Yeah, I'll be happy to. It's an interesting time for us right now. We're a young company. We have a few pilots. We're really in the early stage where things are evolving very quickly. So let's stay in touch.
Good. Remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs, and we're going to stay on the cutting edge, we hope, and continue to interview people like Sébastien. And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more stories.